AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. Russia is vowing revenge, threatening targets around Kyiv. Ukrainian officials say their forces did strike a key Russian warship with missiles. A senior defense official backed up the claim, telling the AP the U.S. now believes the Moskva was hit by at least one and probably two missiles. CIA Director William Burns is worried how far Vladimir Putin could go.
None of us can take lightly the threat posed by a potential resort to tactical nuclear weapons or low-yield nuclear weapons. We don't.
Police say the bodies of more than 900 civilians have been discovered around Kyiv following Russia's withdrawal. The war in Ukraine loomed over the traditional Good Friday Colosseum procession in Rome. The Vatican chose a Russian woman to be among the crossbearers, angering Ukrainians. Monday is tax day, and the White House has released President Biden's taxes. Here's the AP's Sagar Magani.
The returns show Joe and Jill Biden earned $610,000 in their first year at the White House and paid about $150,000 in federal income taxes. That's a rate of 24.6% compared to the average of around 14%. The president reports about $378,000 in pay as the nation's chief executive, while Jill Biden, the first lady to continue her career, earned about $67,000 from her teaching post at a Virginia community college. Vice President Harris and husband Doug Emhoff's returns show earnings of more than $1.6 million. They faced a 31.6% federal tax rate and paid more than $523,000. Sagar Magani, Washington.
The number of coronavirus cases around the country is going up. The governor of Texas has repealed a truck inspection order that has jammed the U.S.-Mexico border and caused fears of deep economic losses. This is AP News. NASA's latest attempt to fuel its huge moon rocket for a countdown test was delayed because of a hydrogen leak.
The failure came during NASA's third shot at a dress rehearsal, which is a required step ahead of a test flight to the moon. The launch team had just begun loading fuel into the core stage of the rocket when the leak cropped up. Two previous countdown attempts were hampered by issues with fans and a large hand-operated valve that workers mistakenly left closed at the pad last week. NASA officials said via Twitter that they're assessing their next steps. I'm Shelley Adler.
Mississippi is ditching a state song that's based on the campaign tune of a former governor who pledged to preserve segregation. The current governor, Republican Tate Reeves, signed a bill to replace Go Mississippi with a new song called One Mississippi. The change happens July 1st, 2 years after Mississippi retired a Confederate-themed state flag. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.